You know you should be glad.
I told ladies plenty.
Cause you killed a guy.
Party, party, what you came for?
Welcome to Who's Hot and Who's Not on the Oh Hot More Not feed, using the same irreverent method as that show to look at Who's Who Number 3 with a contingent of the Hot Squad. I'm Siskoid, and let's see who's around the table this time around. Our panelists will introduce themselves by revealing something they own that is blue. And this will foreshadow one of the entries we'll be covering today. You want to start, Amini?
Yeah, my engagement ring. It's an aquamarine, so doing a little something different than a diamond. I wanted something special. I've always liked that kind of stone, so we got it custom made, actually, and I love it. It was also the something blue at the wedding.
Aww.
Natalie.
I tend to have, like, blue accents in my house. So I was looking around, and I have, like, a big blue bottle that I really like. But the thing that I was going to say today is I have, like, a baby blue, sky blue Instax Polaroid that I really love. That's also a little bit of a decor item in my house.
All right. We also have Josie.
I'm going to go with a bit of a more indigo because I could not think of anything else. I have a second edition, very damaged, but second edition of Jane Eyre that is indigo. And it is my pride possession, even though it's very damaged. And it's still worth a good chunk of money. The name is not even Charlotte Bronte. It's by her pen name. That's a man.
Oh.
Wow.
So it's been,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's just water damaged. Not by me. I would never.
just so we're clear.
I don't harm books.
Reading in the bath.
No. Imagine reading like a priceless second edition book. In a bath.
No.
Shotgun.
I have a lot of blue stuff at home, but what I decided to talk about is when we got our dog in 2021, we bought everything for him in advance, and for some reason, everything we bought was blue. Like the color, the leash, his bed, everything is blue.
The dog.
So
he's a boy dog, you see.
And that's why afterwards we started buying like pink and yellow stuff, because we were like, oh Jesus, we're that kind of parents. Oh no. But yeah, no, I guess and when I see this, it's my baby boy.
One of my favorite things that people do with pet genders is that they're like against all the gender norm stuff constantly, and then go to their cat and like, who's a good boy? Who's a boy? What a boy? Oh my God, good boy. And I love that. It's so funny to me.
And finally, Isabel.
Blue is not really a color. I acknowledge that I currently am wearing blue.
Yeah. Yep.
But it's not a color I engage with that much. But I do either have or had, I'm not sure, a blue lipstick.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
I think it's called Squid Ink or something like that. It's like a navy blue. I might not have it, though.
I thought Shotgun was maybe going to go for her TARDIS blanket.
I have like four of them now.
Oh, well, Jesus.
I like the thought you'll find your blue lipstick like petrified.
Oh,
like fully solid.
I did find like 6-year-old butter this week. So. I'm moving and I
That was also blue.
There was a butter dish that belonged to a past roommate that I shared with, and they left it behind. And I realized while I was trying to move it that there was butter in it. And there's been butter in it out of the fridge since probably, I don't know, 2017, 2018.
My God.
It did not smell good. But I will say, the butter dish did really like hold the smell in. Because I even closed it afterwards, you can't smell it.
Is the butter dish blue?
That's amazing.
All right, let's get this show on the road with a blue character.
Ooh. Plot twist.
Blue Beetle.
Oh, yeah.
In the Golden Age... When I said the Golden Age, it means like the 1940s.
Okay.
There was a blue beetle who used a magic scarab that gave him super strength and other powers. In the modern day, which was like the 60s, Ted Kord is an inventor who discovers his uncle was building an army of robots on a remote island. He goes there with his college professor and mentor, who happens to be the original blue beetle. They fight Ted's uncle and his machines, but Blue Beetle dies in the process and makes Ted promise to keep fighting in his name. Except there's a cave-in and the scarab is buried. Doesn't matter. Ted is a great inventor and an athlete in his own right and uses his fighting skills, a BB gun that blows air, it's BB, Blue Beetle, it blows air or creates a blinding light, and a vehicle called the Bug to fight crime. He's head of a tech company, so he has a lot of resources. Ted is a wisecracking hero in the Spider-Man mold. In fact, he was created by Spider-Man's artist, Steve Ditko, and a bit of a goofball in team situations, never taking things very seriously, perhaps to his detriment. That includes his exercise regimen because he did at one point struggle with his weight. Steve Rude's art shows his logo, the face under the mask, the Bug, Ted cradling his mentor's body, and him in one of his usual fighting poses, kicking like three guys at once. But that was all before Blue Beetle joined the DC Universe, which you're seeing here. Oh. DC had just purchased the superheroes published by Charlton Comics, so I'm also showing you the entry from the update here by Paris Collins and Bruce D. Patterson.
This is way cooler.
Slight changes to the costume and the Bug. It's especially the Bug. I felt like that's the better Bug. The Serpent shows him punching a guy while kicking another and blinding a third, again, his unmasked face, and his calling the Bug using a circuit on his glove.
Oh.
So thoughts on, well, both entries, obviously.
The new one is vastly better.
Yeah.
I mean, even the pose, it's more heroic. Point those toes like a ballerina, too.
He's leading with his pelvis.
Yes, very much. I like just that. Like we love it.
Yeah. The beetle in the original one.
Looks, the Bug, you mean?
Yeah, sorry, the Bug. It reads inflatable things at parades.
I was reading it like it looks like a gummy worm.
Or a flea.
Yeah.
It's not, it doesn't scream beetle. I guess it's just a Bug.
Yeah.
That's it, the Bug, because he's the beetle.
Right.
Right.
But yeah, I was very underwhelmed by this picture and this background art. I was like, wow, like, that's it.
The original one feels like the cosplay version.
You can way more see like the print of the Bug and stuff on his chest.
Yeah. But this is like really the original look. And then when they updated it, it's just a slight tweak. You can see his eyes through the goggles.
That's nice.
The chest emblem is a slightly different.
Yeah, and I prefer it because you get like the pincers, because in the main
mandibles.
Image, I don't know, it's just...
It's a little penis-y.
Is it?
Yeah,
I mean, like the balls are there and the penis is like
that. It's not like a real penis, like a drawing of a penis, like that sort of loop and then that line and then the line.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and that, oh, yeah. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at it, you'll see, all right?
It's like two penises ball to ball.
Also.
Also, the newer face, his eyes are really big.
I was going to say, the irises are gigantic.
He really is looking into my soul. It's a bit creepy.
Is it supposed to be sort of like bug-like?
No, he's supposed to have a normal face.
Look at it. Look at his eyes.
His eyes are so detailed.
I understand what you're pointing.
No, because the original face is like, I don't know, it's classic, it's handsome. It's, and the little twirly hair, like, I like it.
It's like,
but
the
this
eyes
one scares me.
They're too big for the rest of the features. And I wonder if it's on purpose or if it's an accident.
He sounds fun, though.
Yeah, he sounds relatable.
Yeah, like chill and funny and stuff.
You struggle with your own weight? Oh, I can't relate.
I never had that issue. I think that's an interesting thing to include in like a superhero comic.
Yeah.
Though.
Especially for a man. I like it.
Yeah, because that's usually kind of seen as more pathetic a little bit. Like Frogman is a little like chubbier.
Well,
and
maybe Blue Beetle was pathetic.
Oh, no!
No!
At that point.
I just love him more now.
Yeah. You know, he charmed us right there. Yeah.
Well, anyone who's interested in that era of comics obviously can listen to Shag's JLI podcast. That's when it happened.
I like his gun. It looks like a hairdryer.
It does.
It does blow air.
Oh, right. Is it just a hairdryer? Why is the Bug on a string?
No, he's...
he's riding it?
He's dropping down out of it.
Oh.
No, okay, so it's huge.
Okay.
It's a vehicle.
Okay.
Oh! That's not how I
If you've seen the new Blue Beetle
either.
Movie, the recent Blue Beetle movie, that ship is in it.
Right, that was that.
And if you've seen Watchmen...
I forgot that there was a movie.
If you're one of the poor souls who've seen Watchmen, Night Owl has a similar ship because Night Owl was based on Blue Beetle.
Interesting.
But how big is it?
Like, it just looks like it's a little guy on it with a leash.
It's like a Star Trek shuttle or something, because each of the eyes, you would have a seat.
Oh, okay, so it's a two-seater.
It's a two.
Oh.
Well, it's two seats up front, and then it's got like a
party in the back.
A room in the back. room for the team in the back.
And that thing fly?
Yep. It comes out of the, like, there's a tunnel that puffs it out into the lake. Like, originally, this was supposed to be...
In the lake?
It's supposed to be Great Lakes area. So he popped out of a Great Lake.
Okay.
And then it flew out of the water and it flies.
But it doesn't have wings.
It's like a jet thing.
Jet has wings.
But now I wanted to have two little sidecars.
It's a flying saucer.
Okay, okay.
I wanted to have two little side cart, like a vintage motorcycle. And then we'd go for a Sunday stroll. That'd be so cute.
But yeah, no, it's as big as this house.
I would have like big goggles and a little scarf.
Aww.
Ah!
You know, I like both versions. I like that it's a ship that we can get on and fly away with him, but I also like our interpretation where it's just a small guy on a leash.
Small little guy.
A small guy
on a leash. You know, he's allowed to have a kite.
I like it. I'm into it.
I like it too.
I've always been a fan of beetles. They're so cool.
Yeah. I love beetles.
Creepy, but I have a lot of them in frames.
Yeah. Do you have a blue one?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Call him Ted.
Oh my god, imagine if that's the thing you would have mentioned without knowing.
I kind of forgot about them because a lot of them are stored away. I can't put them all up, but they already all have their names, though. Mm. Next one I get will be
Ted.
Theodore.
I like that even though they revamped the outfit, it's not like super, super different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just kind of feels like...
It feels more professional.
Less washed out.
Yeah, yeah. This is when he started and he didn't have a lot of means, but then, you know, he got into the big leagues, so he had to have a better version of that.
This is like the 1960s one, and so this one would be the mid-80s one.
That's why the hairdryer.
So what is he doing in that circle there? Is he like...
He's cradling the body of his mentor.
Oh, it's a sad scene.
It's a sad scene. Okay, because I wasn't sure if he was, like, killing that person or trying to help them.
It is a little ambiguous.
He's breaking his neck?
Yeah, no, it looks like it.
Yeah, if you told me he's breaking his neck, I would have believed you.
Well, right under, he's kicking three people at once.
Which is a cool skill, yeah.
Yeah, and I like that they kept it in the new version as well. Like, three people at once again.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I have some of those original comics as reprints. And it's always like, it seems like he's tumbling in the air and hitting everyone.
Just like a bug.
Maybe it's because, like, I was at work and listening to music. But when I see the shot of three people getting kicked, all I can think of is kung fu fighting. And I'm like, oh, yeah, he's badass.
There should be, like, a martial arts, like, Hong Kong-style movie made out of this.
Wait, he's holding the thing. So he's like hanging off the beetle, just kicking people in the air.
Yeah, so that's how he stays in the air to kick them.
I love that.
He's ingenious.
I've forgotten all of his powers.
None.
He's got a hairdryer.
He's a self-made man.
He's a hairdryer / flashlight.
He's a cool dude.
A flying car.
Isabel, he's a self-made man.
Okay.
Right. And he's a goof.
So is Blue Beetle hot or not?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes. Do you have a tattoo?
No, it's the thing that he calls the car with.
Ah, his watch.
Beep, beep. She loves you, yeah.
Because it's the Beatles.
Because it's the Beatles.
Oof.
She loves you.
Blue Devil. Dan Cassidy is a stuntman and a special effects artist in Hollywood who has built a stunt suit that gives him powers like super strength and endurance. He's given it this look because it's set to premiere in a movie where he plays a demon. Except the production accidentally summons a real demon.
Oh,
Neberos. Under his legs in the serpent, which Dan fights, but he gets magically trapped in the suit as a result. It's become his actual body. From then on, he also comes to realize he's a weirdness magnet, and all sorts of weird things start happening around him, pulling him into the life of a superhero who defends Earth from supernatural threats. Despite being trapped in the suit, Blue Devil is still happy-go-lucky kind of guy, taking all of this in stride. The suit was designed to enhance his physical attributes by a factor of 20, strength, toughness, senses, acrobatics, all all boosted. He also has various pyrotechnic tricks that he can deploy, fire and light. And he has a rocket trident, which can blast him into flight, or from the other end, shoot magic blasts of energy at opponents. The art by Paris Collins and Gary Martin shows him doing an acrobatic leap, the circuits inside the suit, his fight with Nibiros, and Dan's face before the accident.
So when you say emerge with the suit, what we would feel is a suit, not his skin?
Where the suit is supposed to look like skin.
It
became his skin.
Okay.
He can take off the shirt. I think I've seen him in a bathing suit.
What about can we see that?
Is it for science? Because I want to see if he created the suit to have this big a bulge.
I was going to say.
Oh my God.
The suit makes everything 20 times better.
I don't think we should look at the bathing suit one. I'm already salivating.
I think it's a must. Yeah.
He's pretty tall. Well, it's 7 feet to the horn tips.
If you know what I mean. I'm blushing.
Am I blushing?
You are.
Hey, it's been a while. We haven't had a good bulge in a bit. Yeah. And such a good personality to go with it.
I know, right?
I'm proud of him for taking that in stride. I don't think I would have.
I was
being honest.
Fuck.
I think I would have been pretty disappointed if that happened to me.
I saw Blue Devil and you started talking and I was like, oh no, he's a villain. We're not gonna like him. But then the more you talk, the more I was like, I'm so down for this.
He had his own comic, everything.
He has a rocket trident. No two words ever needed to be together as much as rocket trident.
I'm so into it.
Is it just me or is his face, he kind of looks like Matt Mercer.
He does!
Right? And one more thing to love!
Ah, such a handsome
it's
man.
It's unfortunate that he lost the hair, because he has really good hair instead of just a face.
Yeah, he had the big sideburns.
I can't stop smiling. My jaw hurts.
Well, he's a fun character, so I mean, he's worth the smile.
Yeah, and I like that even if he's, like, evil, he still
he's
has...
He's not
like,
evil!
No, but, like, not evil. Well,
he's a devil.
Devil.
Like, evil-looking.
Yeah, he's still, like, easygoing and, like, I don't know. Maybe he surfs on the side. That's cool. I love it.
Did you say he was? He says that he was like a weird magnet.
A weirdness magnet.
I mean, aren't we all?
Yeah. Well, some
this
weird
group.
Stuff. But there's pretty some weird stuff happened. Much of the humor was derived from how wacky and weird the things.
I want to read this. I'm into it.
He does a little bit look like he's in the X-Men, though. It's a little weird, can we visually?
I think it's the outfit doesn't help that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The outfit's a little too close to X-Men
the
for
yellow
me
and
a little
blue.
Bit. Mm. Like, I know that's not exactly right, but you know what I mean? It kind of feels like one of my first thoughts when I saw the outfit is, the X-Men. Which is not...
But there are little horns on it.
There are horns, so I appreciate
that. Like X-Men don't have horns.
No, but the horns on his outfit, though.
Oh, those horns.
Yes.
Nice.
So yeah, because he has, like, a face on his crotch.
Yeah, he should... The horns should be...
Hey, my
down.
Eyes are down here. Don't have to tell me, do
you? Yeah.
go ahead.
Well, I'll go. The shoulders. Like, normally I'm like, they're too much, or, like, they're kind of, like, in the way. But here I'm like, you just look so handsome.
It works for him.
It's got Gaston energy.
Like. But, like, not the gross energy.
No, but it's got that, like, broad shoulder.
I love it.
Because normally I would say that he's too buff.
No.
But it kind of works. And it's, like, normally it would not be for me, but it's just, wow.
It's not so buff that you, like, you question if they can move around.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like
that. I can see that he can move.
Yeah, the whole acrobat thing is exactly what I was going to say. The whole acrobat thing is very cool. I like that.
He could be my partner at the gym.
And the shade of blue is kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he reminds me of, like, a slushy.
It's like a wintry blue. It's a really muted blue.
It's an interesting choice. Like, it's weird that they chose to do this for the movie, if I'm honest. Like, that's a weird choice they made.
Yeah. The Blue Devil movie?
Yeah.
The Blue Devil movie was?
Devil would be red.
Yeah, they're typically, like, red or orange or yellow.
Or if he would be blue, you would assume more of a deep blue or something. But, like, a light pastel blue is an interesting choice. But I think it works for him.
Look at his face. It's a good face.
He looks at that smile.
Even with the big eyebrows, like, let's go.
Got really good cheekbones, and I like pointy ears.
Oh.
I do realize.
Same.
I do like pointy ears as well.
I just ordered some.
Nice.
Oh, he's got one big hoop earring. Oh, yeah.
I love that, too.
Oh, and I can have another, can wear the other one, and we can match.
Yeah. I guess that's kind of like a genie energy.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm. Especially with his blue skin.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely. Yep.
No, you're right. Is Blue Devil hot or not?
I am not well.
We can stop the show for today. Nothing can go better.
He's flustered half of us.
I don't know if they had that on their bingo cards, but we're hot and bothered here right now.
This is one of Shag's top three superheroes or something.
Oh,
so
that's nice.
Oh,
yeah. But yes, definitely.
Congrats on your sexy choices.
Yeah. Very hot.
I'm happy that you choose your favorites based on how sexy they are.
As you should.
I love a demon.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a man so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo, but somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I die for living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building. I might roll a brand new car. Cause I'm the unknown stuntman that made Redford such a star.
Another big bulge.
Only big bulge in the Blue Devil universe.
Maybe this is a Paris Cullen's thing. It's also the artist here. Bolt. Not much is known of the super assassin known as Bolt. He teleports into a situation, throws a fatal blast of energy at his target, then teleports away again.
Just agent of chaos.
He can also fly and seems super strong. We later learn his real name is Larry Bolotinsky. That he was a special effects artist, like his first superhero opponent, Blue Devil, and that he had a son who would become the second Bolt after his death. He works for money, but is very particular about which contracts he takes and will question his client extensively to get all the information before accepting. Even if caught, he will never reveal anything about that client. His mode of speech makes him sound uneducated and uncouth. For example, he'd never use the word uncouth. But he's very clever and created the suit and teleportation system he uses himself. The art, again by Paris Cullen's Gary Martin, shows him flying and attacking Blue Devil. He had never been seen without the mask, so the close-up still has him with it. And then in the background, he's flying.
In the close-up, he goes...
What do you mean by seems strong?
Yes.
Just never there long enough for us to tell?
Well, it's what's he written here.
We don't know that he's that strong. We don't know that he has super strength, but in some cases, he seemed to go toe-to-toe with people who did have super strength, which may imply that he had super strength, but he's never been, like, lifting rocks over his head or anything. Hmm.
Okay. As you shouldn't.
I don't like the suit.
No.
I think it's like if he, you know those things where you iron on a design on a t-shirt?
Yeah.
I think it's that.
Yeah. He watched a Troom Troom video and was like, yes, I got this guy.
I like the skull and that's about it.
I don't love the skull, actually. Because usually I do, but I don't like this skull in particular.
Because the eyes are not accurate. Fucking skeleton cannot frown.
But it's mad, Jose.
He's a mad skelly.
His face looks so stupid.
He's going to have a lot of wrinkles very soon.
Look at the dips on his like cheekbones. It's too like what the fuck?
Have a sandwich.
And the mask is stupid.
It makes me think of when we're playing improv and nothing's happening, so people come in and like, oh no, there's a fire, And then they leave.
Yeah, that's this. Just like a bolt.
That's this energy.
Yeah. I was gonna say that the reason why he would do that is because his mask is so stupid that he just bumps into someone and is like, ah, because he can't see, and then he leaves.
The mask is kind of goofy for a villain.
I don't hate it though, actually. You know what? It has the same vibe as that guy.
Boomerang?
Electro.
Electro,
mm-hmm. with the big thing on the face.
Yeah, it's like half of Electro's mask.
I guess it's Bolt. I guess there's a theme.
Well, at least I was going to say, like, the theme is well represented mm-hmm. compared to other electric characters we've seen before. Like, it was just like, how can you tell that this is electric? It's just... So at least you can see that. And I'm on the side that I like the skull, but I don't like the accordion wings.
I think it looks like a bad tattoo. Or not a bad tattoo. Just like a very generic tattoo. You picked a tattoo out of a line that was just available and you made no changes to it.
I like the font on the name.
Yes. The font is cool.
Yeah, it's different. It's fun. I like that that's part of these entries.
Yeah, sorely lacking in the Marvel version.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. And you get more Blue Devil.
Yeah, right there. We can see the side of his rib cage and all.
I'm really disappointed that we can't see his butt.
Right? Yeah, I know! I was fucking leg and bold placement.
Enjoy this second bulge in a row, okay? But look at it. Look at the bulge, okay?
Yeah, I know.
It's almost silly.
No, at this...
Why did he do this?
Like, I don't know. The position of Blue Devil, it kind of makes sense because the way he's positioned, it would make sense. But this looks like a diaper.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
It is weird to look at.
It looks too heavy and too big to the point where it's like, did he just like put a bunch of socks?
Because it's so wide and it occupies all of the space.
I want to see this man walking.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just like, so you remember it being big. He's just there for like a couple seconds and he's just like, whoa, did that man have a large penis?
Maybe.
All right, Bolt. Hot or not?
Well, no. Anyone that came after Blue Devil had a disadvantage, but yeah. No.
No, I don't hate him, but I don't love him, so I'm gonna say no.
I like the concept, though. I like the fact that he just shows up and leaves very quickly. That's funny to me.
I appreciate that. You know, he gets the job done and he goes back home. Like, you know, that's we can all respect that.
I can't live off potential. Not enough. I need more.
Oh, no. And what would it mean in bed? He would show up, ba 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 ba, and leave? No, no, no. No.
Yeah, those are the worst.
Bah. Bah.
Not even. Just enter the room. Leave.
You have been blessed with my presence. Okay. Now come. Bye.
But every time he shows up, he has like one piece of clothes less.
Josie, that's such a good Tinder bio.
I can't live off with it.
Flaming skull, smoking pot. Bet you wish you never got that queer tattoo. It's a queer tattoo.
A classic.
Oh, yay!
A classic.
Why are we excited?
But you've seen this character before because he's a Legion of Superheroes member. So, Bouncing Boy, aka Chuck Tane of Earth.
Yeah, he's the one that bounces, you know.
He accidentally drank a super plastic formula that now allows him to inflate and bounce, essentially turning into an invulnerable bouncing ball. A bit of a goofball? He was the Legion's self-appointed morale officer, a task he was well-suited to given his charming personality, good humor, and listening skills. He's a dork and he knows it, which used to make him feel inadequate. After his wedding to Duo Damsel, they both left the Legion to become instructors at Legion Academy, fostering the next generation of Legionnaires. The art by Keith Giffen and Carl Kiesel shows him bouncing around outside the Legion Academy building. Who's Hot's second Legionnaire. So we're going to do a bit of the same and look at what you said on the Hot or Not posts at the Legion of Super Bloggers.
And this was in what year?
2005.
Long time ago.
2005.
It was at least 2015.
It was 2015. August of 2015. Good work, Shotgun.
Gosh, I'm old.
This is what you guys said. So Shotgun, you said if I'm to be completely honest, no, he's not my type at all. Sorry, but I prefer to be honest. We'll see if that sticks.
No.
Edise, who is not here, said he's not physically hot, but he's relationship material for sure. I'd have to see if there's a spark there. Jose, you said hot? I would most definitely go on a date with him. Yeah, he's not what I typically like, but I've dated all types and shapes. He's a lovable person, and I would also want to see if there's a spark there. DJ, not so sure. He might not be the most attractive out of the bunch. He's built like a ball. But I think we would get along great, and he seems really sweet and caring, and I think great boyfriend material. And then you couldn't help yourself. You said, I think we would have a ball together. And Isabel, you said, he might be slightly too nice for me, but he seems super sweet, caring, and might make me laugh. I'd give him a shot. See if there's something there.
Wait, so Isabel said that he's too nice for her. Wouldn't that be Elise normally?
There's a dark strain in our friend Isabel.
That's definitely in my description. Like, if I was a character, that's definitely.
Yeah. But let's reassess now that you've been doing this for years.
I still like him.
Yeah. Basically, for me, there's two things that worked in his favor. First of all, Nat and I were on a podcast on him. It was
Secret Origins.
Secret Origin, yeah. So we were on a panelist on that podcast. So I learned more about him through that. And then I did the blog with you when we reviewed all of the reboot. I fell in love with him in that. Even though he's not, like, he arrives more at the end, if I remember correctly. But he was so charming. So, yeah, no, Pass Shotgun is so wrong. I love him.
Fuck Pass Shotgun.
He just kind of makes me happy.
Yeah.
You know, he's just like, oh, he just looks like a charming dude. Like, he does feel a little bit like your funny uncle that has, like, jokes that are, like, not great, but you still laugh. You know, that's kind of a bit of the energy here. But he's just nice. It just makes me happy to look at him.
And I mean, if you have that elastic potion body, maybe like you cuddle in with him and he makes himself comfortable, you know?
Yeah. Ooh.
He would really like wrap around you a bit and you'd be warm and comfy. I like that.
Like, why are people putting potions in glasses that look like you can drink them?
The origin went that at least the version that you guys covered on Secret Origins, he worked for a scientist.
Yeah, right.
He was supposed to deliver this plastic serum somewhere. He stopped by a sports event.
See, that was the mistake.
That's the problem.
Don't do sports,
you don't,
people.
Yeah.
He bought like a soft drink, and he had both bottles. And he drank out of the wrong one.
Why was it not covered? Was it in the same type of bottle?
I don't think this is like OSHA compliant or whatever.
It's just silly.
He's a silly dude.
He did end up looking like a volleyball.
It does look like that, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The lines.
It's an interesting choice.
I mean, it's the outfit.
Oh, yeah, true.
Does he play sports at all?
Does he look like he plays sports?
Yeah, but what about with his whole body?
Sports.
Yeah, like
he's the onion.
So was it 100% gonna say it?
Is that a Canadian thing? Do Americans play Omnikin?
Omnikin is, I believe it's European, but
let us know fancy. In the comments if you've played it before.
Yeah, Google it.
Yeah.
Try to Google it. Sound it out.
People play Omnikin everywhere. It's more like for team building. It's less a sport than a team building exercise.
I always used to really like it when we did that day at school.
Yeah.
I have to say, one year in my gym class, we were with a guy. Like, it's a very laid back thing, but this dude was so competitive. Like, he was so mad at us for not being better at this game. He was just, he just killjoyed the entire experience. He was so
you failed.
Serious.
You failed at the team building.
Oh yes.
No,
much.
He failed.
That's what I said.
Oh, I thought you said like you as a collective. I was like, excuse me.
I just wanted to fling the huge ball in the air.
Yeah,
that's all I wanted.
He was a very unpleasant man.
But I mean, you can lose at the game. So, you know, but it's like screaming at someone because they're not good at like Clue or something.
Oh. How dare you!
I just had a flashback. So Bouncy Boy's also a teacher.
Yeah.
What does he teach?
Superheroes.
Okay.
Superheroing to superheroes.
I thought he was a teacher like beforehand.
Like he feels like he could be like a physics teacher.
But no legionnaires normally have jobs before they become legionnaires because to be a legionnaire, you have to be a teenager.
Oh.
So his job was working for that scientist.
That summer job that changed everything. That summer that changed my life.
Yeah, basically.
So then they grew up, they got married, they both became teachers for the next generation.
See, right. That's just nice. Yeah. That's just nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, the big joke about him and Duo Damsels is that, like, there's two of her.
Mm-hmm. Because he's a big man.
Oh, right. Because I saw the picture. The, like, getting kissed. Yeah. I don't know who shared that.
I don't know. Yeah. It's probably a thing.
It's probably, like, one of you guys. I don't know. But, yeah. Like, they're kissing, like, him on both sides. But, yeah. Something about Ha-ha! Two of them. Yeah.
He just seems sweet. Like, I feel like he would actually care about my interests and be like, tell me more about burlesque. And I'd be like, blah, 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 blah. And he'd actually listen a little bit.
And he'd probably go to the shows and everybody would be like, hey, that guy's here. You know,
I'll say like, that energy, and I feel he would give us such a good laugh.
Yeah, oh, he feels like he has a big belly laugh.
I feel like he's got that Santa.
Yeah.
Like that big, like I'm holding my belly.
Yeah, I love it.
I'll say that those pants, they're like a black hole.
Yeah. I will say this. I find they could have done a little bit more shading and detailing.
Like, it's just void. It's darkness incarnate.
Your pants are darkness incarnate.
Oh my god. That feels like the way Hot Topic would market their pants.
Oh, yes.
We don't know about the textiles in the 30th century, so it's possible.
Maybe they are darkness incarnate.
It is that color that everyone can have except that one artist, that shade of black.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bouncing Boy, hot or not?
Still hot.
Yeah, I'm still hot.
Yeah.
Delightful.
I'm more matured, clearly.
Evolution.
I mean, that was almost 10 years ago.
Oh, stop.
We've been like three different people since then.
Honestly, I have.
Fair, yeah.
Well, he likes that. The Boy Commandos.
Oh, dear God.
So originally, four young orphans who were mascots for the U.S. Army stationed in Great Britain during World War II, they soon proved themselves the equal of other fighting units by undertaking special missions behind enemy lines under the guardianship of Captain Rip Carter. So we have the handsome young Frenchman André, the soft-spoken Dutch boy Jan, the tough-talking American Brooklyn, who in the present day is actually a police detective in Metropolis, and the heavy-set Brit Alfie. Tex and Percy were later additions. They are exactly what the name makes them out to be. One shtick these boys had was dropping flyers into Nazi-occupied towns or making the local underground put up posters that said, "The Commandos are coming." The Germans would freak out. They'd show their defenses and the boys would go all around them somehow, usually getting help from the locals in the process. The art piece by Jack Kirby and Greg Theakson shows them attacking from behind some rocks with a fiery explosion in the serpent.
Why are the drawings weird?
Jack Kirby.
But they're like tiny bodies with like 45-year-old men faces.
Yeah.
Like, I like the concept, but...
Like, are they supposed to be... What was it? The Hawk guys?
The Blackhawks?
Yeah. Are they, like, kids' version in the DC universe?
Yeah. In the 40s, at some point, there was a big, big boom of kid teams.
Okay. How old are they?
Like, they would be preteen.
Brooklyn is, like, 55.
It's just kind of bumming me out.
Like, boy gangs... just became a thing. Maybe the Little Rascals. I don't know. It was in media, and then comics sort of exploded with various different teams like this. The Boy Commandos being one of the more popular.
What's written on the guitar? Because I see keep Kermit off, but it's not that.
Keep your mitts off.
Your mitts.
Keep your mitts.
Oh, that's so American.
That hat needs to die.
He looks like a leprechaun.
Yeah, it's very odd. This is very odd.
Well, are their mouths are way too wide?
It kind of gives, what was those magazines with the
Mad?
Kid? Mad. Yes, it kind of gives me that energy.
Oh, yeah, and I
never really liked that.
No, so, no.
This doesn't really do it for me.
I feel like they look actually kind of scared in the actual military scene.
The captain is not happy there.
It's just a bit sad, isn't it? like, I don't know, this whole premise is a bit sad, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Child warriors.
Yeah,
child
soldiers. Too young, yeah. Yeah. Child soldiers distributing propaganda. Yes.
Like, I'm yeah. sure that it was...
It's the 40s.
So it like, was written in, like, a yay sense, but, like, in hindsight, I don't know.
It's yeah.
A,
yeah. yeah. Just a background that's all aflame. Like,
Yeah, it's a little like, rough.
In the sense that this came out in the 40s, mm-hmm. when comics were read by preteen boys...
Is it like a recruitment thing?
It wasn't a recruitment thing. You can't recruit a 12-year-old.
But no, but like in no, future. But like, well, like them.
How long will this war last?
I mean, not for the war, just for the military.
It wasn't, no.
My guess is just kind of like a propaganda adjacent thing to a certain extent.
Yeah. It supports like,
well, all the comics back then, on the last page somewhere, Superman would tell you to buy war bonds.
Yeah, exactly, right. So I'm assuming it's probably just, it's like that, but
yeah, because I mean,
they also
it was,
still made a story.
It was on everyone's mind anyway.
Yeah, of course.
So might as well like fit it into the narrative and like create something like that Kirby, they would attack.
Jack Kirby was very interested in doing these kind of kid gang comics. He's done at least three that I can name at different times, and two during this era. And I think maybe that was his own life on the street as a kid.
He had like that.
That was the dynamic. But also, he served in the military. So it's like bringing two parts of his own life into this one comic.
Why does he have a guitar?
Can play music? I mean, you mean on the battlefield?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's running on a battlefield with a freaking guitar.
Perhaps he knows this is a pinup.
I feel really, really bad for Tex, whose only weapon is the flag.
It's patriotism.
Yeah, it's the best weapon of all.
But also Jean is basically shooting the captain's foot.
I really understand, like, this character, is it...
That's actually Alfie. It has to be, because that's Percy, and that's, yeah, so this is the only
he's
one
he's just,
left.
Like, on the side in a very strange way.
Yeah, because you should see the rest of his body.
It's
but
like
you
he's
don't.
Leaning into the shot.
Mm-hmm. He's flying.
He jumped. Are they, like, fun? Beyond the war?
After the war?
I think so. It's just, we understand the concept differently today.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were the stories?
They would humiliate the Nazis.
Okay, so they were, like, fun... cheery kind of stories.
Yeah, I'm always a little bit like, oh geez, did they just kill these guys? whenever I check the Boy Commando story, it's always like, like the Nazis are hanging off a window. Are they dead?
That's a bit my feeling. Like, from the start, there's something so unsettling. Firearms in general make me uncomfortable. So right now I'm like, they're kids with firearms. So it's just like, I don't
and
know.
For me, it's the grenade.
Really? Me, it's John with
flamethrower.
Like,
it's like the first half of It. Like, there should be, like, a second part to this where they're just traumatized to hell.
Well,
as
kind of like, what's that movie? A rabbit.
Oh,
Jojo Rabbit.
Jojo Rabbit.
Right. It starts really, like, lively and fun, and then it takes a turn.
Yeah, like that.
Boy Commandos, hard or not.
I can't hard that.
I'm sorry. I'm sure it's fun, but it's not for me.
Weirdly, the two characters that I like most are the two that were added after.
Yeah, like Harry Potter over here.
where are they from? Since everyone's from, like...
Yeah, did they just pick up
Britain?
Children?
I mean, it kind of sounds like Tex must be American from Texas.
Percy's
and Percy...
England?
British, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I kind of like it. I like the idea of, like, fun stories about kids killing Nazis. I don't know. That seems kind of fun to me.
It's fun that there's kids from different places, too.
I think...
They write out the accents.
Brooklyn probably had...
Mm. Gross. And André would say Sacre Bleu.
Something.
I wonder if it was maybe a bit comforting for kids to see.
Yeah, for sure. It's kind of like, oh, you know.
I'm doing what daddy's doing.
Yeah, right? Like, it's like you feel more connected
to
it.
Yeah, kids their age.
I understand why they did this, for sure. Especially at this time. I fought like a child, soldier, fights to forget what it's like.
The bonus feature on Who's Hot is that I ask our listeners on social media what they think will happen on the show. Or they may be just like putting their own, how they would vote. I'm not in their heads. Let's see if anyone can claim a free sandwich. And you can only claim a free sandwich, which will be made by myself. We don't ask women to make sandwiches anymore. It's the 21st century. anyway, you claim a free sandwich if you got all of them correct.
Oh.
Oh, fuck. That's always been the rule.
But it's one episode.
How am I supposed to remember things?
It's still exciting, Mike.
So let's see. Blue Beetle, 9-3 was the score here. 9-3, hot.
Well, sorry, yeah, sorry, yeah. You guys. You're a bad start.
It's a bad start.
Misled.
Yeah, possibly 9-3 also on Blue Devil.
Ben voyant.
Hot.
Come on. Oh. Look at the bulge.
Is it the same three people?
It might be the same three people, right?
Yeah. Interesting.
You're disappointing me. Ameliorate your tastes.
Bolt, 10-1, not.
Oh.
Bouncing Boy, 8-4, hot.
Hmm.
Okay.
And Boy Commandos, 9-3, not.
Okay. Oh. So yeah, they start to know us.
You know, makes sense.
Make sandwich.
All right, we'll take a short break for a promo, and we'll be right back for the female bag.
Justice League International, Bwahaha Podcast, a monthly show chronicling the adventures of the JLI era by Keith Giffen and JMD Mateus. We started with the very first issue, and our coverage goes all the way through breakdowns. We're going issue by issue in release order, tackling two comics per episode, both a Justice League America issue and a Justice League Europe issue. Now, along the way, we're also taking time out for special episodes covering the quarterly book, interviews with various comic book creators, discussing the plethora of spin-off series, cartoon appearances, the infamous TV pilot, and more. And when we're all done, we'll wrap up our coverage by looking at the 2003 and 2005 stories, formerly known as the Justice League, and I can't believe it's not the Justice League. So join me in an ever-changing roster of guest hosts as we celebrate your favorite JLI members, such as...
Batman.
Martian Manhunter.
Captain Atom.
Fire. Ice.
Rocket Red.
The Flash.
The Elongated Man.
Maxwell Lord.
Elrond.
Power Girl.
Renard Russe. I mean, Crimson Fox.
Guy Gardner.
Metamorpho.
Booster Gold.
Blue Beetle.
Nort!
Justice League International Bwahaha Podcast, part of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. Want to make something of it?
Female bag.
Woo!
Comments on episode 13 of Who's Hot and Who's Not, which covered Black Rock, Black Spider, Black Star, Blockbuster, and Block.
It seems like it's like a vocal warm-up what you just did.
Miscellaneously, we asked, is the show okay for Christians? Which is an inside joke for us.
Yeah. Right?
But Captain Entropy says, I am a Christian listener, and like the Baptist college recruiter, I find this to be a perfectly tolerable level of vulgarity.
Okay, nice, that's good.
We should market ourselves.
Not gonna lie, though, the quality of the comedy ups my tolerance a lot. It's prudishness relativism.
that should be the tagline.
Hot or not, Christian approved.
So, BlackRock. Gene Hendricks asks, BlackRock and Silverstone? Are you sure this isn't a Flintstones plot? Chris Pine says, I also zoned out. You know, you guys had trouble with yes. The biography. I also zoned out, but I think Les Vegas is cousins with San Francisco. And Isamu Yukinori brings the fun facts. He says, BlackRock was not originally named after a building, as I said during the show, because that was the origin at this point. He posted some panels from Action Comics 458, where he comes out of a TV as static, and a woman says it looks like a rock materializing. There's like a black blob that comes out of the TV, and she says, oh, it looks like a black rock. He thinks, great, I'll use that name.
Wow.
I think it's even worse.
Wow. Imagine if we just did that for things.
Black Spider. Chris Pine says, that costume is so tight, I can see the inside of his ear.
Oh, kinda.
That's very true.
Oh, ear.
Especially in the Serpent. Yeah.
Serpent.
Oh my god, you can!
And right. Says, I bet a month's rent on Black Spider being hot. It's called gambling because you might lose. And you did lose.
We didn't like it?
No, because of the butt chest thing.
Oh,
you were underwhelmed by it.
I hope he doesn't live on the streets now.
What did he? A month's rent? He's a doctor. Blackstar. Gene Hendricks says Blackstar was a pretty decent filmation cartoon with a nice toy line. What? It's an anti-Semitic Jew smarter than 20 Einsteins? Never mind. That's right, there was a Black Star on TV. That wasn't this. Blockbuster. Mike W. says, you know, I don't think I ever noticed Blockbuster's sandals before, but now I can't unsee them. There is also the thought that this is like supposed to be like his shoe busted open or something. It was a shoe. but now
I see that, sure.
But I'm not sure that a shoe does this. No, on the
it
doesn't.
It should not get between your toes. If your shoes do that,
call someone.
Chris Pine says, maybe he doesn't bust blocks, but he blocks busters. Ever think of that?
Hey, when you're right, you're right.
Bet you're all having second thoughts about saying I'm funny now. Well, it's too late. We're all best friends, and I'm coming for Christmas. McDynas says, every story I've ever read of this character, and it's not that many, I felt very empathetic towards him. I think the ladies would enjoy the character more if they read the stories.
Okay. I mean, I think that's true across the board for most of these characters.
Yeah. I mean, the whole point is...
Yeah, this is surface.
But we just proved that with...
First impressions.
With Bouncing Boy. Mm-hmm.
Bouncing Boy, once you went into the stories.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even have the powers in the... In the reboot.
No, absolutely not.
He's just like the team engineer.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like DC and Marvel were envisioning this when they started doing this.
I think if they did, they'd never create anything.
It'd be really strange to explain this to like Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster.
Just like, okay. You gotta sit down for this.
You know what radio is, right? Block. Mike Dynas says, my wife used to be massage therapist. And for some schooling, had to practice hot stone rock massage on me. It was one of the weirdest things I've had. Not fun fact, I really don't like massages.
You're wrong.
Send your hate mail to the appropriate place.
I will, every day for 10 years.
For 10 years.
Unacceptable. I'm with you, Meg. I don't like people touching my back.
Oh, no. I've never had one, and I've been like considering it because I'm sure it made me feel better, but I find it incredibly unappealing as a concept.
I'm going to the osteo on Monday, and I can't wait.
Let's do the Scandinavian one where they whip you with spruce branches.
No. I got a pedicure once where they like put lotion all over like my foot and my leg, and then they would run the stone all over everything.
Just thinking about it makes me melt.
Oh, it's so good.
I just don't like it when they do like the things where you're too wrapped up in stuff, and then there's just like holes for your nose, and just like
the facial is
experience. You're just making it sound like tactile ASMR.
Yeah, it's great.
Disgusting. Okay, let's move on. Chris Pine says, Black Spider puts in the time and effort to recover from addiction and get some kick-ass abs, and he loses to a rock.
Yeah.
Welcome to this show.
Life is cruel.
Is this the new Angel versus fucking Armadillo?
Well, life is cruel and so are we.
All right, well, let's end on that one. Before we go, we have to mention the Fire and Water Podcast Network Patreon page at patreon.com/FWPodcast. If you like our content, please think about making a one-time or monthly donation. It pays for the hosting of all these programs. As you might imagine, there are many.
We get paid?
It pays for the hosting.
Yes.
Are you hosting, Emily?
I don't know. I thought we were all equals here.
I'm not hosting either. It's like a company hosting. So this particular production is sponsored by Gene Hendricks, Monsieur Dick, Mike Dynas, Eric, Chris Pine, and Zane Kroll. Don't forget to leave comments at fireandwaterpodcast.com, and we'll read them in the next episode of Who's Hot and Who's Not. Say goodbye, guys.
Bye.
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 Goodbye.
We love you.
Good levels.
Had to check we were there. We're there.
Levels.